Well, we have little time. We have 20 minutes. And maybe as opposed to taking the time with reading the verse, today is such an important day. It's the first day of our Prabhupada Marathon, and it's also coincidentally the Gita Jayanti, or the speaking of Bhagavad Gita. I always forget what the exact date of speaking Gita Jayanti, Gita is. But anyway, it's over 5,000 years ago. And for Gaudiya Vaishnavas, for Vaishnavas, Bhagavad Gita is our most important scripture. Eka Shastram Devakiputra Gitam, that Srila Prabhupada translates, even if there's only... Does this have any purpose? Even if there's only one Shastra, if we have to choose one scripture, then we should choose Bhagavad Gita. Because Bhagavad Gita gives the essence of Krishna consciousness as it relates to conditioned souls. Srimad Bhagavatam is for liberated souls, although it's also good for conditions. And of course, the setting of Bhagavad Gita is very relevant because it's on a battlefield. And that setting also has symbolism. It's symbolic in that life is a battlefield. And in this world, we have to do things that we don't like to do. In this case, Arjuna had to fight against his relatives. His problem wasn't fighting, because he was a good fighter. His problem was who he was having to fight against. And often we also find ourselves in this world in a situation where we're obliged to do something that is not something that we want to do, and often puts us into conflict. It puts us into conflict with our own inner conditioning. It puts us into conflict with others. And ultimately that conflict may result in loss. It may mean that we may lose the things that we want to acquire. We may lose friends and relatives. Still, we're forced to make a decision. Now, generally, people in the mode of ignorance, they don't make decisions. They just wait for things to happen. Have you ever done that? Let things happen by themselves. And people in the mode of passion, they act spontaneously, and they act on the basis of their sense gratification. But those who are in the mode of goodness, they act on the basis of real knowledge, spiritual knowledge. And this is the basic purpose of Bhagavad Gita. Not only is it about teaching us to surrender to Krishna, but also it gives us spiritual knowledge by which we can make the right decisions throughout life. Now, a general characteristic of a devotee is that he always wants an answer to every circumstance that he's in. But our circumstances are very unique. They're usually unique to us. Therefore, you will not find exactly the answer in Shastra, what to do when this happens to you at this time with this person. But the purpose of Bhagavad Gita is to teach us how to think, to teach us how Krishna thinks, and to know how to react in given circumstances in the way that Krishna would want us to react. And this is what education is about. Education is not really about just amassing information, but it's about training our minds to think in a certain way. When I was going to university, I remember one of our professors saying, he said, you will not use 95% of what you learned, but it will teach you how to think. So Bhagavad Gita is also like that. With these 700 verses, Krishna teaches us how to act. So he says to Tejasi, Tathakuru, he says, now you do as you like. But after reading Bhagavad Gita, what we should like is what Krishna likes. So he says, nasto moha smriti brahma. We should be able to act free from illusion. And that's what knowledge means. Knowledge means that we become free from illusion. Jnanena stitada jnanam tesham nashitam atmanaha. Krishna says, just like when the sun comes up, then all knowledge, all darkness is gone. So similarly, Krishna Surya Samahaya Maya Andhakar. Krishna and Krishna consciousness is like the sun. And when that sun is there within our hearts, then there should be no ignorance. And that is why reading Bhagavad Gita, studying Bhagavad Gita means accepting Bhagavad Gita. It means that we actually make our lives based on the teachings of Krishna. And that means in the beginning we always think, now what does Bhagavad Gita say about this? And when you get used to thinking like that, it just comes spontaneously, naturally. And that's what means being Krishna conscious. We're conscious of Krishna, so that means we're conscious of what Krishna wants. And in all of the battles that we have in life, we always know how to act as Krishna would want us to act. So this type of training and discipline for devotees is very important, because this is how we get the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. Idatute guyatamam pravakshami anushuyave. Krishna says, now I'm speaking for your benefit. And he's giving us this great secret or this great treasure. But not only does he want us to put this treasure into application, but he said, yaidam paramam guyam madbhakteshu vidasyati. He wants us to actually give this knowledge to others. So, Gita Jayanti, appearance day of Bhagavad Gita, is best served by giving Bhagavad Gita to others. And when people receive Bhagavad Gita, then their hearts will become illuminated and they have direct contact, connection with Krishna through his Vani. So Krishna spoke Gita for the whole world. But everyone in the world does not accept it. Many people don't know about Gita. In India, many people know about the Gita, but still they do not accept Bhagavad Gita as Krishna speaks it. Therefore, Prabhupada gave us Bhagavad Gita as it is. So we are very fortunate that not only we've heard about the Gita, but we've received it, and we've received Bhagavad Gita as it is, with the real meaning that Krishna spoke it. So therefore, Krishna consciousness means that we're living our lives according to Krishna's teachings. And that is what it means to be a devotee of Krishna, to be a servant of Krishna. We're the servant of Krishna's instructions. So that means we apply Krishna's instructions to our lives, and we give the opportunity to others to also apply those instructions. And that becomes real Gita Jayanti, or real celebration of the speaking of the Gita. And Krishna makes this statement, yaidam paramam guhyam madbhakteshu vidashyati bhakti mai param kripa. He says that no person is dearer to me than someone who gives this Bhagavad Gita, teaches this Bhagavad Gita to the devotees. Madbhakteshu avidasyati. And that has many meanings, like all verses of Gita. So, Srila Prabhupada explains that actually Krishna means that Bhagavad Gita should only be taught to devotees, to Vaishnavas. Because then later on he says that this shouldn't be spoken to those people who are envious of Krishna, because they make offenses. On the other hand, madbhakteshu means that in one sense everyone is Krishna's devotee. Someone knows, some people know it, some people don't know. And then Srila Prabhupada says, but devotees of the Lord, they're kinder than Krishna, and even though people are not qualified to hear the Gita, still they give it to them. And somehow or another we want to make people qualified to benefit themselves from teachings of Lord Krishna. So today is a really wonderful opportunity We have Bhagavad Gita's. Well, we missed the opportunity. What books do we have?
Small books and Srimad Bhagavatam.
Okay. Anyway.
Small books based on Bhagavad Gita, Perfection of Yoga, Papa.
Yeah, these books, Perfection of Yoga and so on, these are also Bhagavad Gita. Because Srila Prabhupada's teachings are 95% centered around the Gita. Preaching really means Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is much more relevant to non-devotees than Srimad Bhagavatam. Even in Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada's purports are generally explanations of the Gita. Anyway, so let's try to do something very extraordinary and distribute many books. Preaching, like being on the battlefield, requires somewhat of a Kshatriya spirit. Brahmins, or someone who is just a Brahmin, they don't make very good preachers. Brahmins make good teachers. But you need a little Kshatriya blood to preach, because preaching always means some kind of conflict, some kind of difficulty. Going out in the cold to give Krishna consciousness to others, that's austerity. Still, it's a austerity that Krishna very much appreciates. And if we want to be Krishna conscious, the Bodhivyam, we have to do that austerity. Kazakhstan is a very cold place. It's about... When I lived in Canada, Canada is equally cold. Sometimes it became, minus 70 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm sure it gets like that. That means if you spit, it freezes before it hits the ground. And we used to do sankirtan like that outside. No. And if you're doing good sankirtan, then you can't have your gloves on, otherwise you can't take money and give money. You can only do sankirtan with gloves if you get a donation every 20 minutes. But that's not so good. You should be getting every 2 minutes. So you can't take off your gloves and on your gloves every 2 minutes. So I know that from then, my hands and feet were like permanently frozen. It was very nice when spring would come, because then I could feel that we were like thawing out, like all the ice was starting to melt. But that's the austerity that we accept. Otherwise, the other austerity is that you sit outside and you just chant 3 lakhs a day, and you just eat 3 chapatis a day. So some austerity we have to perform. And this austerity is the best austerity because it benefits others. Usually austerities only benefit the performer. This austerity benefits others. So therefore it's called Tapo Divyam, divine austerity. Okay, now we're a little late, so I will stop and then we should have breakfast. And then in the evening we will continue. Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Marathon Ki Jai. Nitai Go Premanandi.